Is the world out there just driving you crazy? Well, listen to something just a little bit less crazy. This is Mike Dell's World.
And good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is episode 370 of Mike Dell's World. It's also the 5th of November. 19? Whoa, where'd that come from? It is the 5th of November, 2021. And today I was going to do one about history, and I picked Guy Fawkes Night, and I got to reading about it, and it's kind of boring. So I'm just going to do a little quick update of general interest, and I'll put a link to this Guy Fawkes Night Wikipedia article. It's, you know, always remember the 5th of November or something like that. It was known as Gunpowder Treason Day in England because of a plot to assassinate the king. But, yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, I'm looking at – I was looking at rental cars for a possible trip down to the office in Columbus. You know, I've been down there in a couple of years. And, you know, now that things have sort of lightened up – thinking about going down there like the week of Thanksgiving, you know, go down just for Monday, Tuesday, and then come back Wednesday or whatever. And looking at rental cars, and holy crap, they are expensive. Not only is gas $3.50 a gallon, but the rental cars, it would have been, you know, like $400 to go down. It used to be $20 a day, you know, it was cheaper to rent a car and all that, but yeah, not anymore. Wow, crazy. And just for the heck of it, I looked at airline flights, and yeah, about the same price. So, you know, and I could drive my own vehicle down there, you know, and get mileage, whatever. And, you know, but that would, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if it's worth driving down there for that, but yeah, we're looking at, looking at possibly doing that, but I think maybe we'll save it up and go down there next year when it's nice out and go down for a week and, you know, be able to spend a whole week in the office. Not everybody's in the office anyway, so, you know, it's not really a big deal. You know, even the snowbirds have gone south, so they wouldn't be there. I'd talk about, you know, one of my coworkers goes to Florida for the winter. And so, but anywho, yeah, like I said, this will be a real short one just to, you know, knock out the episode for today. I have a good one for tomorrow. I already recorded. I'm going to talk about the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. And, you know, for those of you that know my history, I worked in the Air Force and worked on fighter development at Eglin Air Force Base for the last bit of my career. And the F-35 was, they had some mock-ups of it. They hadn't flown it yet back when I got out. So it's, you know, been in development forever. But the whole idea of it is very similar to another aircraft that I had a lot to do with, the F-111. So, but we'll talk about that tomorrow for sure. And like I said, I really do like my aviation stuff. So that's what I'm doing for host's choice for tomorrow. And also Sunday, going to do a ham radio episode. Going to talk about nets and schedules, or skeds as we call them. And yeah, we'll... Maybe I'll record a little sample of what one sounds like, and we'll go from there. I don't know. I haven't recorded that one yet, so looking good. And I have topics lined up for at least another week. So if you have anything you'd like me to cover, shoot me an email, mike@mikedell.com. Otherwise, this is the 5th. Installment of NAPOD POMO 21. Everybody have a good day. We'll catch you tomorrow with the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.